This is Humber Library's APA in Minutes. This video will show you the basics on how to cite the text output from a generative AI tool in APA format, so it will end up looking like this. Or this. We'll be giving two examples using two popular generative AI tools, ChatGPT and Copilot. Please note that the most recent APA style guide, the 7th edition, doesn't include information on citing generative AI tools. However, the official APA style blog has posted best practice guidelines. Their approach is to treat AI tools which provide a stable link to prompts and responses as a web page. If the AI tool doesn't provide a stable link to the conversation, they recommend citing the tool as software. This distinction is the basis for the recommendations made in this video. Before we begin building the citation, it's worth mentioning that your instructor may have specific, additional, or alternative requirements around the use of generative AI tools, so always consult your assignment or course outline before you begin. In this example, we'll be citing the web page for a saved conversation in ChatGPT. The URL for a conversation is created and accessed by clicking on the share icon. Create link, then copy link. To cite the text output from a generative AI tool that provides a stable link for the prompt and response, you will need the author of the AI tool, that is, the software company that created it. The date the prompt and responses were created, if visible on the page. The title of the conversation that appears at the top of the web page. The name of the website of the AI tool being used. And the URL that links directly to the conversation. In this example, the AI tool we'll be citing is ChatGPT. If you're citing a different tool that also provides a stable link to the prompts and responses, we recommend trying to follow these guidelines as closely as you can. We'll begin with the author of the AI tool, that is, the company that created it. In this example, ChatGPT was created by OpenAI. After the name, add a period. The date the conversation was completed comes next, which, in ChatGPT, appears at the top of the conversation page. Surround in parentheses, and follow with a period. The title of the conversation appears next, in italics. ChatGPT creates a title based on the topic of conversation. Note that you can rename the conversation if it's one that you started in your account. Capitalize the first word and any proper nouns. Follow with a period. Next comes the name of the website that you are retrieving your conversation from, in this case, ChatGPT. Follow with a period. Finally comes the URL to the conversation. This is our first example of an APA citation for a conversation generated by an AI tool. In this next section, we'll be using Copilot as an example of an AI tool that does not provide a stable link to prompts and responses. Citing this type of tool requires a slightly modified list of items. You will need the author of the AI tool, that is, the software company that created it, the year the version of the software you used was released, the title or name of the tool that you used, the version of the software that was used, the type of model being used, for example, large language model, the retrieval date, that is, the date you used the tool to generate the text being referred to, and the URL that links to the AI software tool as directly as possible. We'll begin with the author of the AI tool, which in this case is Microsoft, the company that created Copilot. After the name, add a period. The year the version of the software was released comes next, in parentheses, followed by a period. If you can't locate this date within the website, use ND. Now comes the title or name of the tool that was used in italics. In this example, the free version of Copilot is simply called Copilot. There is also a paid version called Copilot Pro. A college subscription that requires your institutional username and password is called Copilot for Microsoft 365. Typically, the version number of a piece of software would come next in parentheses, but Copilot does not use version numbers. Next comes the type of generative AI model being used. Copilot is marketed by Microsoft as an AI companion. However, it is more accurate to describe it as a large multimodal model, as it can generate more than just text. Surround the model type in square brackets and follow with a period. We recommend adding a retrieval date, as it may not be possible for someone else to retrieve the exact text that is being cited. Add retrieved month day comma year comma from. Lastly, add the URL that comes as close to the source as possible. As Copilot does not provide a stable link to prompts and responses, add the URL for the tool's homepage. As the reader of your paper will not be able to access the specific chat that generated the text you're citing, we recommend including the prompts and responses that you are referencing as an appendix. In Copilot, there is a copy text icon in the response field of the chat. However, you will need to copy the prompt by highlighting it and using the copy command. This is our second example of an APA citation for text generated by an AI tool. For an in-text citation at the end of a paraphrase, add the software company's name, a comma, and the year the version of the software was released. Surround in parentheses and follow with a period. If citing a quotation from the generated text, be sure to also include the paragraph number. Add a comma after the date, then para, followed by a period, and add the paragraph number. Finish in parentheses, then a period. If you are unable to obtain a URL that links to the AI chat and have opted to include prompts and generated text as an appendix, mention it in your first in-text citation. After the author, comma, and date, add a semicolon and call out the specific appendix with text such as "See Appendix A for the full transcript." Surround in parentheses and follow with a period. For more on in-text citations, watch our video linked in the description. Your reference list will be on its own page at the end of your paper and will contain the full citation information. Make sure to put your citations in alphabetical order. Don't forget to double space and indent after the first line. For more information and support with APA, book an appointment with the Writing Center, consult the Owl at Purdue, or refer to the APA resources available at Humber Libraries.